a big day, a big challenge for thousands of people on the streets of Auckland. And a big New Zealand band once had the music for the occasion. Do you remember Evermore? The Auckland Marathon events are on today. 14,000 participants from all over the country. The main marathon started this morning in Devonport, heading through Takapuna, across the Auckland Harbour Bridge along Tamaki Drive, and it'll finish at Victoria Park. There's also a half marathon getting underway soon. The wheelchair athletes are already on the road. The 11K traverse starting at around 10 to 9, a 5K family run, and a kids marathon beginning at 11. So there'll be road closures if you're out and about. You can find details online. Shelley Beach Road, a major off-point heading south over the bridge, is closed till 11:30. The Fanshawe Street off-ramp shut too, and Key Street through to Judges Bay until 2 p.m. Not everyone runs. People worry about the strain on their knees and they walk instead. But a new study from the University of Maryland, reported in the New York Times, suggests running could actually be good for your knees. This paper looks at the effects of running and walking on the knee joint. Using motion capture and sophisticated computer modelling, it confirms that running pummels knees more than walking does. But it may do more good than harm. This is quite a complicated topic, but of obvious interest to everyone thinking about what exercise is best. Joining us is Dr. Kelly Sheeran, a physiotherapist and running injury specialist. Kelly's the Sports Performance Clinics Manager at the Auckland University of Technology. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you could be running today, but you've got a sports medicine conference down country, but you've run the Auckland Marathon before, haven't you?
I have, some time ago. I've taken to the streets of Auckland and got around the distance. It's definitely an enjoyable yet challenging day, but as you mentioned, slightly unfortunately this year it coincides with our annual sports medicine conference.
Right, okay. Challenging, let's talk about that. The theory here is that running probably fortifies and bulks up the cartilage, the rubbery tissue that cushions the ends of bones, which most of us don't need to know about until something happens. But it may, running may fortify your knees, not wear them out. What do you think?
I guess there's been a historical assumption that running is bad for our joints and, you know, it does involve pounding the pavement as such. But I guess the more that I've got to know about running from a mechanical perspective, the more that we understand that pounding or that loading on our joints isn't necessarily a bad thing. And so this recent study that you have referred to has specifically looked at the cartilage, so the cushioning property that sits within our knee, and they've done some modelling work and some mixed with a bit of experimentation and have found that potentially it's actually a good thing for our knees in terms of maintaining the integrity of this tissue.
And running could also help to stave off knee arthritis, they are speculating. But running, Kelly, running does attack your knees as well. Is that not so?
Yes, and let's not limit this to our knees. I think we need to put some boundaries around that and go sensible running or informed running, both from how much you do and how much recovery that you give your body, and how you do it, so your running technique, are both really important factors for giving our body the right input and ensuring that it is a positive thing and it's not a negative thing. And running, unfortunately, is associated with a huge number of injuries, and our knees are at the centre of that. But it's not always centred around the cartilage as such as some of the other structures in and around our knees.
Yeah, but it's claimed the theory of knee damage from running doesn't entirely survive the reality test in life.
Yes, and a lot of it, I guess, while I said the incidence is high, the long-term impact is often not as severe as what we think with osteoarthritis. In fact, the injuries that often occur are quite transient, and you stop running and they disappear.
The physics of this, people may hit the ground harder while running, but their legs also spend more time in the air than when you're walking, which, you know, walking requires more strides. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. There's a higher number of impacts when we walk, but they're of lower magnitude. And while I guess it's still speculative at the moment which of those is better or worse, we're a living tissue, right? So that we give our body these impacts or inputs that are dictated by the laws of physics, but our body actually likes those to a certain extent and responds to them. Just like our heart responds to our running training. We go out, we train, we make it hard on our cardiovascular system, but actually we get fitter because of it. Same thing with our muscles and bones and joints. We go out and we give them an input, but actually they get stronger because of that.
Which is really interesting. This was tested, though, on young runners with the conclusion that cartilage in their knees alters and adapts. Would that hold true, Kelly, if you took up running in your 40s and 50s?
That's hard to tell. We do withstand wear and tear in the rest of our lives. It's not just running, right? That the thing that cartilage hates the most is twisting and torsional type movements, which we do all the time, whether it's just stepping off gutters and things like that, or doing other sports and activities. And I guess with that, if we do sustain some of that damage earlier in our lives, say in our 30s, and then you decide, you hit 40 or 50, you want to take up running, having pre-damaged your cartilage, maybe running isn't the best thing to take up at that point in time. But we just don't really know that. And to be honest, everyone's, if we surveyed, 100 different people at age 40, their cartilage would all look very different.
Okay, fair enough. A couple of questions more, and they're slightly complicated, but they seem fascinating to me and perhaps to people listening. The key findings from the treadmills, as it were, that they did at the University of Maryland, daily walkers face a 36% chance of developing arthritis by age 55 if knee cartilage doesn't adapt or repair itself. And that risk for walking drops to about 13% if cartilage is able to repair and adapt. Is that different for everyone? Because it sounds like some people are lucky and some are not.
This is getting right into the nitty-gritty modelling side of things. And I guess essentially they've run some mathematical equations on some of the original results that they've got to kind of try and predict things. And they've kind of essentially taken two extreme examples here, one saying that it doesn't repair, one saying, and I guess saying that cartilage doesn't repair. We know that we don't have such great blood supply to our cartilage that we do to our other tissues. So that's in some way true, but saying at the same time that it fully repairs is a bit misguided as well. I think we probably sit somewhere in between those numbers if we want to give them the numbers. I like to explain this a little more like with the analogy of a car. And if you think about, if we're talking about cartilage, that it's much like the engine in your car, and we've got this oil, that's within the engine of our car, and it's a good thing to have that kind of circulating around our car, just like we have a fluid that circulates around our knees and helps to nourish our cartilage. And so therefore doing activities that stimulate that, like walking and running, are good for maintaining that kind of overall environment. Just like driving your car is actually good for it. Leaving it sitting in the garage for 10 years is not going to result in a good engine. Not doing too much allowing our body to recover between sessions and making sure that our technique is good. Well, we can kind of liken that to the engine in our car as well, that, you know, we don't want to drive around in our car in first gear, you know, at redline. That's not going to be a positive experience for that kind of engine either.
Okay, that's a good analogy. And my last question, similarly, the numbers for running seem out of the ballpark at one end of things, a risk of eventual arthritis at 98%, declining only to 95% with cartilage repair, but with active adapting, the cartilage growing thicker and cushier, odds of harm dropping to 13%, same as if you go for walks, not running. And the conclusion from the lead author, quote, looks like running is unlikely to cause knee arthritis by wearing out cartilage. So I'm a bit confused about when and if this happens, because there's a lot at stake here for people who walk or who run.
Yeah, and you're right, there is. I think this is honing in on the fact that we're behind the game in terms of the research. We know that some people get osteoarthritis. We don't fully understand who those individuals are and why they get osteoarthritis. We know a certain cohort that if they have damaged their knee in some way, that they've been playing rugby and they've damaged their knee, or, you know, they've had a car accident or something like that, that's a pretty big precursor for developing osteoarthritis. I guess what we're saying here is we don't think that a runner or someone that participates in running is putting themselves into that category of being, you know, a high risk of developing osteoarthritis like those other kind of severe injuries. And in fact, the stimulus that we get from running may be protective. The research is not there to support all of those answers at this point in time, but anecdotally or clinically, we don't see a massive cohort of runners who then end up with osteoarthritis. It's not one of the things that explains their incidence of that disease as such.
Okay, neatly summed up and also encouraging. Well, I'm sorry you're missing the marathon, but have a good rest of the weekend, and thank you for joining us on that, Kelly.
No problem. Thank you for having me on.